Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. The sound of a mosquito can mean trouble in many parts of the world. The bite of a mosquito can be deadly. Today, we will hear about some of the diseases these insects carry and what scientists are doing to help protect people. We begin with one of the most common diseases linked to mosquitoes, malaria. The World Health Organization estimates that almost 630,000 people died from malaria and malaria-related causes in 2012. Most of these cases were in African countries south of the Sahara Desert. In the United States, scientists are seeking new ways to fight malaria. A group of California researchers is working to develop more effective and less costly ways to protect people from mosquitoes. The researchers work at the University of California, Riverside. They are investigating mosquitoes' sense of smell. They found the insects use the same receptor for identifying carbon dioxide in human breath as they do for the smell of our skin. Ananda Sankar Ray is leading the investigation. He says scientists tested more than 1 million chemical compounds until they found a substance called ethyl pyruvate. He says ethyl pyruvate makes a mosquito's receptor inactive.
When we apply ethyl pyruvate to a human arm and offer it to the mosquitoes, hungry mosquitoes in a cage, then very few of the mosquitoes are attracted to the human arm because only a few of them are able to smell it out.
Genevieve Tuks is a member of the UC Riverside research team. She says it was not easy to find the neurons, or nerve cells, that recognize both the smell of human breath and skin. She describes a device the researchers are using to examine mosquitoes.
With this apparatus, we're able to insert a very small electrode into the part of the mosquito's nose, effectively, where its olfactory neurons are and where the smell is happening.
The scientists use these instruments to look for the signals that a mosquito's neurons send to its brain when it finds an interesting smell. Computer screen images show when the sense is strong or weak. Ananda Sankar Ray says a product based on ethyl pyruvate may cost less to manufacture than DEET, the most effective chemical treatment now in use. He says DEET is too costly for most people who live in areas affected by malaria.
Perhaps by finding odors that can attack other target receptors, we will be able to improve upon DEET and finally have the next generation of insect behavior control products.
The scientists believe they will soon be able to find a way to manufacture less costly and more effective products for the fight against mosquitoes. This is As It Is from VOA Learning English. Scientists are working on ways to stop another disease that threatens one-fifth of the world's population. It, too, is linked to mosquitoes. Here's Bob Doty with the report.
Scientists are working on ways to stop a disease that threatens one-fifth of the world's population. Over 120 million people are infected with lymphatic filariasis, also known as elephantiasis. The disease is found mainly in Southeast Asia and Africa. It affects the lymphatic system, which is a major part of the body's natural defenses for fighting disease. Elephantiasis can cause swelling or enlargement of skin and tissue. The cause is a tiny worm that enters and lives in lymphatic tubes for 6 to 8 years. Scientists say they have been able to demonstrate that the most common cause of elephantiasis can be stopped. They are urging those at risk to sleep under nets treated with chemicals that kill a common insect, the mosquito. Lisa Reimer teaches at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. She formerly served in Papua New Guinea as part of a team studying the disease. The team involved researchers from Papua New Guinea, Britain, Australia, and the United States. Dr. Reimer says she was surprised at how effective anti-malaria bed nets covered with insecticide could be at fighting the disease.
Filariasis is only picked up by mosquitoes late in the evening, so this is the time when people are more likely to be protected by their bed nets. So we found that bed net use actually is a greater barrier against filariasis transmission, whereas malaria transmission may still be occurring outside the times when the user is under the net.
Doctors normally use drugs to fight the disease. Ms. Reimer says doctors in Papua New Guinea gave the drugs to people of 5 villages. She says this treatment nearly ended the threat from the worm to humans, but the drugs did not stop the threat from mosquitoes. The treated nets block female mosquitoes from securing blood, which is necessary for them to reproduce. The insecticide also cut the life of the insects in half.
If we can reduce mosquito biting rates, then we're able to increase the thresholds below which the disease prevalence will move to zero. So by controlling mosquitoes, we're making the targets for the Mass Drug Administration more attainable.
The World Health Organization has set a goal of stopping lymphatic filariasis as a public health problem by the year 2020. The WHO estimates that 1.4 billion people in 73 countries are at risk of the disease. Children are often infected, but they do not show signs of the disease until later in life. I'm Bob Doty.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.